Welcome, Divergent followers. In this What If history, the sound of air raid sirens fills the streets, and a sense of dread washes over the city. The world collectively holds its breath. We are witnessing the moment when tensions between two of the most powerful nations in the Middle East, Israel and Iran, reach a boiling point. A conflict that could redefine the region and potentially pull the world into unprecedented crisis. But what would really happen if Iran attacked Israel? How would each nation respond? What would be the consequences, not just for the two countries involved, but for the entire world? Would this be the beginning of a long, devastating war? Or could one side gain the upper hand quickly and decisively? In today's episode of Divergent History, we're going to explore the chilling possibility of an all-out war between Iran and Israel, a scenario that seems far too close to reality in today's geopolitical landscape. But before we dive into the details, make sure to subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, and share your thoughts in the comments. What do you think would happen if this conflict erupted? We're about to explore the military strategies, countermeasures, and the ultimate outcome of this hypothetical conflict. But you'll have to stay with me to the end to see how it all unfolds. The hypothetical scenario begins with Iran launching a preemptive strike against Israel. The first wave of attacks would likely involve Iran's missile arsenal, one of the most extensive in the region. Iran's missile forces are composed of a variety of short and long-range missiles, including the Fateh 110 and Shahab 3. Capable of striking deep within Israel's territory. This initial barrage would target key Israeli infrastructure, such as military bases, air defense systems, and civilian population centers. Iran's goal in this initial phase would be to overwhelm Israel's defenses, particularly its famed Iron Dome missile defense system, which thus far has proven highly effective against short-range rockets. However, Iran's more advanced ballistic missiles could challenge Israel's missile defense capabilities, potentially causing significant damage. While Israel's defenses are among the best in the world, Iran's missile forces are vast, and the sheer volume of missiles would test the limits of Israel's ability to intercept and neutralize them. Iran would hope to create chaos, disrupt Israel's military response, and gain a psychological edge by inflicting early casualties and destruction. Now, as devastating as Iran's initial strike might be, Israel's military response would be swift and decisive. Israel's greatest strength lies in its air force, widely considered one of the most technologically advanced and capable in the world. The Israeli Air Force, the IAF, would mobilize within minutes, deploying its fleet of F-35 Adir stealth fighters, F-16s, and other aircraft to neutralize Iran's missile launch sites, military infrastructure, and command centers. A key component of Israel's strategy would be to maintain air superiority. The IAF's advanced stealth capabilities, particularly those of the F-35s, would allow Israeli pilots to penetrate deep into Iranian territory, evading Iran's air defenses and targeting critical military assets. Iran's air defense systems, such as the Russian-made S-300, while formidable, would struggle to cope with the advanced electronic warfare capabilities and stealth technology of Israel's Air Force. Now, in addition to airstrikes on Iranian territory, Israel would likely target Iranian assets in Syria and Lebanon. Iran's ally, Hezbollah, with its vast arsenal of rockets and missiles, would almost certainly join the conflict, launching attacks on northern Israel. The IDF would move quickly to neutralize Hezbollah's capabilities, deploying airstrikes and ground forces to prevent further missile launches. Now, meanwhile, on the ground, Israel would face significant challenges, particularly from Hezbollah's involvement in the conflict. As an Iranian proxy, Hezbollah has amassed an enormous stockpile of rockets and missiles in southern Lebanon, capable of targeting Israeli cities and military installations. Hezbollah has also honed in its guerrilla tactics, utilizing a network of tunnels and fortified positions, which would make it difficult for Israeli forces to eliminate the group's capabilities quickly. The Israel Defense Forces, the IDF, would likely launch a ground invasion into southern Lebanon, aiming to destroy Hezbollah's missile launch sites and secure Israel's northern border. Israel's military doctrine, which emphasizes rapid decisive action, would come into play here. While the fighting would be intense, Israel's superior firepower, combined with its extensive experience in counterinsurgency operations, would give the IDF a significant advantage over Hezbollah's guerrilla forces. Now, it's worth noting that while Hezbollah is a formidable force, Israel's military has faced them before, most notably in the 2006 Lebanon War. So in this hypothetical scenario, Israel's technological advancements since then, particularly in precision strike capabilities and missile defense, would enable the IDF to counter Hezbollah's attacks more effectively than in the past. Now, let's talk about the global response and diplomatic front in this what-if scenario. A conflict between Iran and Israel would not remain confined to the Middle East. The global implications of such a war would be profound, as major world powers would be forced to take sides or at minimum attempt to mediate the conflict to prevent a wider region of global war. Let's take, for instance, the United States' response. The United States, Israel's staunchest ally, would almost certainly provide immediate military and intelligence support. The U.S. maintains close military cooperation with Israel, including the sharing of advanced military technologies and intelligence. In a conflict of this scale, the U.S. might also deploy additional missile defense systems, such as the Patriot or THAAD systems, to bolster Israel's defenses. Additionally, U.S. logistical support, such as the provision of precision-guided munitions and resupply of key military assets, would be critical for Israel's continued ability to wage a war effectively. Now, politically speaking, the U.S. would also use its diplomatic influence to rally global support for Israel, attempting to isolate Iran on the international stage. The U.S. has long-standing economic sanctions against Iran, which would likely be intensified in the wake of such an attack, putting further pressure on Iran's already fragile economy. American military presence in the Persian Gulf, including aircraft carriers and naval forces, would be used to deter Iranian retaliatory strikes against U.S. interests or allied nations in the region. Let's switch over to NATO's response. Although NATO as an organization is not directly involved in the Middle East conflicts, several key NATO members, particularly the U.S. and Turkey, would be closely monitoring the situation. The U.S., as the most powerful NATO member, would seek to coordinate with its European allies to ensure that Iran's actions do not spiral into a broader regional conflict. Turkey's response could be a bit more complex. As a NATO member with interests in the region, Turkey has long held a cautious stance regarding the Iran and Israel. While Turkey has a history of diplomatic tension with Israel, it shares concerns over Iran's growing influence in the region. Turkey might offer humanitarian support or serve as a mediator to de-escalate the conflict. However, a large-scale Iranian-Israeli war would present Turkey with significant diplomatic challenges as it balances its relationship with both NATO and neighboring Iran. European NATO allies, particularly the United Kingdom, France, and Germany, would likely condemn Iran's actions and support Israel diplomatically. However, these nations would be wary of becoming militarily involved, given the potential for wider escalation. European nations would focus on containing the conflict, ensuring that it does not destabilize the global economy or trigger a refugee crisis. Now, the big elephant in the room, what would be China's response? China's response would be nuanced. Given its economic and political interests in both Israel and Iran, China maintains strong economic ties with Iran, particularly in the energy sector where it is a major importer of Iranian oil. However, China has also sought to expand its influence in Israel, particularly through investment in Israeli technology and infrastructure. In the event of a conflict, China would likely adopt a neutral stance, calling for de-escalation and peace talks while avoiding taking sides. China's primary concern would be maintaining regional stability, as a prolonged conflict could disrupt global oil supplies, leading to higher prices and economic instability. Outcomes that would negatively impact, of course, China's energy security and economic growth. China would likely work through international organizations, such as the United Nations, to push for a ceasefire and negotiated settlement. So, on that topic, how about the United Nations response? The United Nations would immediately call for an Emergency Security Council session to address the escalating conflict. However, given the geopolitical divisions between permanent members of the Security Council, a resolution might be difficult to achieve. The US and its Western allies would likely push for a condemnation of Iran's actions, while Russia and China could either veto or abstain from such a resolution. The UN's role in the conflict would likely focus on humanitarian assistance, as the war would lead to significant civilian casualties and displacement. The UN's agencies, such as the UNHCR, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, would mobilize to provide aid to refugees and displaced persons fleeing the conflict. However, the UN's ability to mediate the conflict would be limited by the geopolitical interests of the major powers involved. Is there a path to victory here for either side, for Iran or for Israel? Despite the immense challenges posed by Iran's initial strike and the involvement of Hezbollah, I think, in my opinion, Israel would ultimately prevail in this conflict. Several factors would contribute to Israel's success, including its technological superiority, advanced missile defense systems, and highly capable air force. One of Israel's greatest strengths is its ability to adapt and innovate in real time. The country's military-industrial complex is one of the most advanced in the world, and Israel's history of surviving existential threats has made its armed forces highly efficient and capable. In this scenario, Israel's ability to maintain air superiority, conduct precision strikes, and quickly neutralize Iran's missile launching capabilities would be critical. Furthermore, Israel's defense systems, including the Iron Dome, David Sling, and Arrow missile defense networks, would provide critical protection against Iran's missile barrage. These systems have been battle-tested in numerous conflicts and would mitigate much of the damage caused by Iran's ballistic missiles. Israel's ability to conduct rapid, decisive ground operations would also enable it to neutralize threats from Hezbollah, pushing the conflict away from Israeli population centers and reducing the impact of rocket attacks on civilian areas. And finally, Israel's strong relationships with global powers, particularly the U.S., would ensure that it receives the necessary diplomatic and military support to withstand the conflict and emerge victorious in the long term. So, what are the conclusions and the costs of this war? While Israel would likely emerge victorious in a war with Iran, the costs of such a conflict would be staggering. Thousands of lives would be lost, and both Israel and Iran would suffer immense destruction. The broader region would also be destabilized, with countries like Lebanon, Syria, and Saudi Arabia potentially drawn into the conflict, either directly or indirectly. The global economic consequences of a war between Iran and Israel would be severe, particularly in terms of energy markets and international trade. A conflict in the Middle East would likely disrupt global oil supplies, causing prices to rise and triggering economic instability worldwide. Ultimately, while Israel's superior military capabilities would allow it to prevail, the consequences of such a war would be far-reaching, affecting not just the Middle East, but the entire world. This scenario, while hypothetical, serves as a reminder of the fragile nature of peace in the region and the devastating consequences that could arise from a full-scale conflict. Thank you for watching Divergent History. If you enjoyed our video, please like and subscribe. If you have some comments or would like to make a suggestion as to the next What If historical video, please drop it down below in the comments for consideration. Thank you, and until the next time, stay safe.
Subscribe to Divergent History, and let's rewrite history together.